What's up, Lady Ballers? Welcome to Should Soccer Girls Stay? All right, what's up, Lady Ballers? On this episode of Should Soccer Girls Stay, we actually spoke to our very interesting and awesome friend, Mike LaBelle.
Who actually gets paid to play FIFA. Did you even know that that happened?
It's pretty wild. And he also broke down for us what he does, like, daily, how this all started, and the fact that not a lot of girls are involved in this. So shout out to all you Lady Ballers who play FIFA out there. We want you to get paid, and we want you to become pros. So take a listen. It's pretty interesting.
Love the shoes.
All right, guys. We're live. We're here with our friend Mike. Mike LaBelle, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me in your lovely office space.
Thanks for coming.
So spacious in here, isn't it?
So, Mike,
I can extend my legs. I might be able to do some push-ups.
Right. Go for it.
Honestly, I'd love to see
that. We should get a video of that after you.
Yeah, so we wanted to just talk to you about, like, what you do. Like, tell everyone a little bit about, like, your job.
Sure. So I'm a pro FIFA player, which is not ordinary.
Definitely not.
I got involved in the space when I was finishing college, basically.
Where'd you go to college?
I graduated from Texas A&M, but I went to University of Akron, and then I went to a D2 as well. I was playing soccer.
Oh, I didn't know you played.
Yeah. I only went to Akron for a year.
Oh, okay.
I had a full ride for a year, so that was cool.
That's cool. Awesome.
But I was never going to be able to play soccer there, ever. So I was like, let me get out of here ASAP.
Yeah.
Especially when I was there, that's like amazing players there. I was like, no.
Carrying the cones and the pennies out.
Yeah, I would. if I was lucky, no, I got there and I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna do this at all. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not gonna be playing. I'm not even gonna be involved in this. But I already had. They gave me a full ride for academic stuff. So I was like, cool.
That's awesome.
Because I had planned on going and I would play. But you know, I was like a walk on. They didn't have to pay. So I was like, perfect.
Yeah. So you're a nerd.
Yeah. I was just nerding it up. Or Akron's not that smart. One of the two.
True.
I mean, just depending where we're going on logic here. Yeah, I'm trying to think about that year. What did I learn? I learned a lot about snow because coming from Houston.
I don't even know where
it's
Akron
in Buffalo,
is.
It's
oh.
In
Buffalo. Akron, Ohio.
Ohio. Oh, no, because the other group.
Make sure to leave that in there. That Akron's in Buffalo. It's good.
Okay, so you were there for a year. And
yeah,
then...
I went there for a year. I learned that I don't have snow tires. My car was not good. Yeah. I had those moments.
Where are you from?
I'm from Houston.
Okay.
My mom's from Queens, okay. And my dad's from Michigan.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, no, I had a couple of those moments where you couldn't stop. You just beep.
Yeah.
I just let everybody know this is happening today, okay? So, yeah, I did that, and then I went to a D2 because I had friends there. It was like a year and a half. I played a couple seasons, and it was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, did you always have away games where you had to drive, like, 5 hours?
With the girls' team, too? Oh, I know, like, some teams have that. Like, you share a bus.
Yeah, we shared a bus. I know everything. Yeah, and the girls. The girls and we were all in the same bus.
Wait, that's so funny. Yeah. That sounds fun.
A lot of schools do that because, really... like, if they both have the same, but, like, then you, like, are warming up or sitting on the bus for hours.
It sounds very smelly.
Yeah. So where did the FIFA come in?
So I always played FIFA. Always been into soccer. Soccer and basketball are my two sports, clearly. Mm-hmm. So I was always a sports gamer. And I say that because I would buy the new Madden. I'd buy the new NBA game. I'd buy the new FIFA. I'd buy the NHL. I love NHL, by the way. Great game. I didn't grow up with hockey at all. So this was like, I learned that sport via the video game.
So cool.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And you've probably like been through every release of these video games. Like I remember being young and playing NBA 2K3. And that is, what are they at now?
We're at 2K19. But I'm saying, I used to sit outside for Madden. I remember, like, midnight release.
Wow.
I was there. I was like, Mom, drop me off. I'm getting this game.
Look how much it paid off, though. Yeah. A lot of people do that, and they don't make money playing FIFA.
You're their inspiration.
My parents must still be in shock that this turned around. Because, like, we went from a 16-year-old kid, like, putting holes in the wall with a 40-foot Ethernet cord. They hated me. My parents hated me because I could not be talked to. They were, thank goodness we didn't have like a bunch of texting and stuff going on when I was in high school.
Oh, what a distraction.
Yeah, I know, because I'm so focused on the video games. But you have no idea. If a text message set me off of a result, I would be, my anger levels were 10 out of 10. It was so bad. Like, I broke a door, the whole door.
So then you went to anger management.
I could have to tell you stories about things. Like, I tell you the best items to break. Like, I still break items now. So I buy keyboards.
You should do that
just
thing.
Just to break the
keyboards. Just to break the keyboards.
Honestly, you should. Can we see this happen?
Wait,
yeah.
Not in here, please.
Yeah, give me a keyboard. I
but
got you.
Should,
this
you
is your
should
office.
Go to one of those places where they like break stuff. Yeah. They have those.
But he needs
you buy like
moment.
An $8 keyboard when you got a rage moment. The reason that keyboards are beautiful, it's kind of like
the buttons pop off.
Buttons pop off, which is
so
a
cool.
lot of stress relief there.
So cool.
And you can two-hand it.
Is that why you have a two-bedroom? So you have one room where you can just break
the rage room.
I have a one-bedroom now. I moved, but yeah. It's great. I'm telling you, get a keyboard, break one when you're angry, buy like $8 keyboards. It is the best $8 you're spent.
I might invest
yeah.
in
yeah.
this.
Honestly, if you're interested in a 50-inch TV, I have an old one.
Oh.
I don't know what to do with.
I'll gladly shatter your 50-inch TV. If right. that's okay with you, I will happily, that'll probably
Wait,
go viral
that'd
too.
That'd make a great video.
Honestly,
you,
yeah. he has to come Let's pick it up this. Though, because I'm not going to bring it to you.
Is it at the, it's on the, well, I don't want to say where you live on this.
It's at
the
our place.
It's
yeah.
at your, the place that I know where you stay.
All right,
where
creep.
She resides. Wait, so when, so, okay.
You, okay, okay. Like,
so
we're
then
you
were playing
so, like,
games. When
so I was always playing games, and I was just better than everyone in the neighborhood, right? And then I had a friend that was playing competitive Halo. So the very first Halo. So we're really bringing this back. And
question, did you meet them through gaming? Or
no,
just, okay.
I just used a local guy that was really amazing at this game. And
okay.
he was competing in the game. And just because you're competing doesn't mean you're one of the best in the world or one of the best in the U.S., but he was competing. And that's how I got this big Ethernet cord. I didn't even know about that. And I'm sure my parents hate him still to this day for bringing this thing. I'm telling
well,
you,
not now,
it was at least 50 feet. Like, I was running this from downstairs upstairs. So this ruined
wow.
their house. In terms of appearance. And I was like, nobody touch, don't unplug. We don't have Wi-Fi. There's no Wi-Fi
yeah,
connection
it was
to the
dial
house.
Up.
Did they not were they not able to use the home phone when you were playing? Like remember those days?
Oh, no, no, we're not throwing it back that
dial
far. Thank goodness it's not dial up. But it basically you didn't the consoles didn't have Wi-Fi built in yet. Not that you would want to play on Wi-Fi anyways if you're competing, but
mm-hmm.
we're just taking this back away. So it was very inconvenient for everyone but me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
as long
my parents
had the wires there, yeah.
And so I told them, I've been telling them for like at least 2 years. I was like, I'm really good at this game. I'm gonna qualify. I'm gonna go to these big champ. I was telling them about events. They're like, yeah, whatever. You're wasting your time. Typical parents, all right? You're wasting your time playing video games. And I'm like, no. Video games are growing. People play video games. We're not all in dungeons. We're good to go. Because, like, that's the stereotype, right, that you're – I guess technically I was in my parents' home, but not in a
yeah.
dungeon
mm-hmm.
or basement. Like
yeah,
being,
and you were still inactive. You went out and played. And
I just played sports and video games pretty
yeah.
much and then went to school. Like, I didn't have anything else going on.
Yeah.
So no partying
was, like,
in high school.
Turning point where you were like, okay, I'm going to be a pro FIFA player?
I qualified for the FIFA Interactive World Cup 2007, 2006, and it was two tickets to Amsterdam. For the world finals.
Did you like shit your pants in that moment? Could you imagine like playing and then all of a sudden you made like
no.
you're now in this real time gig you have?
That would have been awkward if I did that. Just like in my like gaming chair, just you know,
it's like, honestly,
drop
like,
a yeah. Oh, I'm so relieved. but no, I had to show them the email though. I didn't have a passport.
Wow.
I've never traveled before. I'm
sorry,
17.
How old were you at
17
this
when this happened.
Wow.
So I had
like, this is a scam.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Going,
that's exactly
I
want to
talk to their mother. There's
and
no
they're
mother.
Like, give me a number to call, you know? And I'm like, no, it's good. I promise you it's fine.
Wow.
And my dad's an artist, so we went to Amsterdam together and he's going through all the art museums and
so
he's
cool.
having a blast.
Wow.
And that was my first event. I think I got top 8 in the world, I think, that year.
Wow.
But that was the...
You think? No, you
yeah,
know.
I know. But that was... I mean,
I
this
remember
is a lot of
very
years.
Well.
That was the turning point of, like, being able to compete in FIFA. But FIFA and just esports, even I'd say for sports games in general, was not developed. Like, we're going back a decade.
You were probably
yeah.
the breakthrough of it all.
Yeah, but there wasn't money in it like that. If you won the whole tournament, sure, you get some sort of check, but... To call yourself a full-time anything, no way. There weren't sponsors. There weren't brands. This is before YouTube is popping.
Yeah.
Like, there is no Twitch. Twitch was not even – I don't even think it was Justin TV yet. If you knew before Twitch, it was
that
Justin
is
TV.
Wild.
Like, there is no Instagram. There's no – I mean, Facebook, I didn't even have one yet. I didn't have
you
Facebook,
had a MySpace?
So yeah, I had a MySpace.
Yeah,
but that, how does that help you?
See that.
Hey, gamer MySpace. But I'm just, like, trying to put perspective of the
yeah,
time period
yeah.
that we're dealing with. So forget about gaming and money and a bunch of tournaments. Like, there was tournaments I went to where people lost money and they won the event.
Mm. That's crazy.
Because they were going to, like, a local event and they had to travel there
yeah,
to win it. So it was always a hobby for me,
yeah.
even in college. But it wasn't, like, I mean, it could make money, but it wasn't super profitable. Like, and you definitely couldn't count on it. It was like a gambling, basically, on yourself. Wow. I'm surprised that they let me play sports, actually. Because I had some years where I did... colleges never frowned out about anything. Right. You know, now I think it would be a really difficult situation. If you want to be a pro gamer, they know how many brands, that there's money involved. People can see the prize pools. It
couldn't be related to your sport.
Right.
Yep. It's kind of a weird gray area.
Yeah. We know, because when we became a business in college, we were like hiding from our university, because we were like, oh crap, can we make money?
Yeah.
It was very a fine line, but I think that's...
So we're like... Were you sleeping? Like, do you game all night? Like, what was, like, how was balancing college and that doing that?
Yeah, so
I... It's a full-time job, right? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. College is okay. Like, I feel like you can just pick or choose if you go or you don't go, mm-hmm. right? And where your priorities are. It was difficult, though, for when I was doing soccer and college and the video games. But I'm not doing the content yet. So I'm not creating content, right. which is crucial. Because content creation, a lot of people don't know this until you try it. A 5-minute video that is dope, like that's a great video, might have taken 10 hours.
Mm, yep.
Yeah.
And maybe even more if you had to film multiple locations, mm-hmm. and then you're in the editing booth, you render it, you add music. You guys know firsthand. But a lot of people that are consuming the content just think like, oh, that was a good 5-minute video. And right. like, you don't realize how much effort we put into putting out something that I'm hoping you enjoy, that I'm hoping hits some sort of algorithm that people want to watch. Mm-hmm. And it gets picked up on. But yeah, so it was difficult during some of those time periods. But I always was like a night owl, so typical gamer.
Yeah.
I mean, I was probably playing video games. Even now, I probably am up till 3 or 4 in the morning, and then I wake up at 7 or 8 in the morning. So I sleep like 3 or 4 hours every night.
That is exhausting.
I feel like that's a gaming lifestyle, though. Like, that's just like what
you never do. It never shifted.
That's wild.
So what is the longest amount of time, consecutive amount of time that you've played for?
Maybe like 30 something hours.
Oh. Do you like bring the
pot to pee in?
Yeah, like. I tell the stream I'm going bathroom or whatever. Like, I'll be back. Just give me.
That's insane. Yeah. Wow.
Honestly, it really.
You should do that for like fundraising. Yeah, like, raise money.
I did a year on Twitch where every donation I received, I gave half away.
That's awesome.
I donated half of everything. And I'll do campaigns too. I did St. Jude last year. And that was really great. I got to go down to Memphis. That's where St. Jude Hospital is, and you know, obviously they specialize with the kids. And that was really cool, because if you think about it, if you're in an unfortunate situation, you're stuck in a hospital, sometimes your only way out is video games, or can be video games. That's to get so you, true. Like, in an uplifting mood. You're like, this was fun.
You can interact with people.
Yeah, because you're not going to get to go outside. You're not going to get to do some of the activities that we take for granted, because it's just everyday life. Mm-hmm. You can't walk around New York City. No, you're going to be here for a year or 2 years or however long you're dealing with whatever you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. So
I never even thought about that. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you could do that with, like, kids everywhere, kind of.
Yeah,
you should start something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to be a part of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I understand. Carly's coughing. If you can't hear,
sorry.
I just want to make sure that I throw it in there. I didn't just stop. But no, I see the value, and I'm really happy that been able to help raise money. And for St. Jude, it's a crazy percentage of their fundraising that comes from gamers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like,
so
it's
interesting.
Like last year, I think in a month as a collective, I want to say we did like 6 million or something. I don't want to overdo that, but it's like 5 or 6 million, I think. But I will say this: Ninja's involved, so that's like a big.
Oh yeah, yeah. Ninja's the biggest, right?
He's definitely the most notable figure, for sure. I
not
feel like
gonna lie, I don't know who Ninja is.
Yes,
I can't believe
do.
That really.
He has blue hair.
Because that's
really good at gaming.
She showed a picture of the
he's
other.
He's got
day,
red hair
like,
now.
She
oh
thought it was Daniel.
Yes, you showed me his Instagram.
He did.
I thought it was Daniel Got Hits.
Yeah.
Daniel Got Hits. Okay. Name on. All right, we'll talk about that later. So, do you think that gaming, switching topics a little, do you think that gaming helped you with playing, like, or vice versa? Like,
probably
being a player helps you do the video game?
Probably vice versa. Tactical approach to playing FIFA is really important. And if you have a similar structure to you playing the sport, that's very individual. It's going to be subjective, because some people rely solely on their athleticism, their just ability to be amazing. But if you're a tactical player and you understand, like, position, I feel like that plays a major part in gaming, because you're also playing against your opponent. It's not it's kind of like a game of chess almost. Mm-hmm. If I'm mentally stronger than you, even if you're better than me at the game, decent chance I'll beat you.
Yeah, well, willpower.
Yeah, becomes, exactly, like,
in gaming though?
Yeah, why? Still, because I'm not going to make maybe some of the mistakes. I'm not going to get flustered. Mm-hmm. I'll have better composure in key moments. These little details, a lot of fine margins in competitive gaming.
So interesting.
Yeah. Like, if you lose your cool, forget it.
But he's breaking keyboards, so.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
That's to keep my cool.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's how he deals.
And do you ever play against female gamers?
They're not common in sports games, but yes, I've played against female gamers. I wish there was a pro, like, female FIFA player. Yeah. I think that would be amazing.
Yeah, that would
think about the crossover, too, just in terms of, like, you go play the sport, you play the game, you beat everybody in both. Yeah. It's a great story. I'd love to see that narrative.
We got a lot of lady ballers that play FIFA and are freaking obsessed with it, so if anyone is really legit,
if anyone's listening right now,
step
who wants
to the challenge.
I know Melissa plays.
Does she?
Yeah, I don't know how good or not good, but I know that she plays.
They're talking about Melissa Ortiz. She played for the Colombian national team.
Yes.
So she's, and she also plays the game for fun, or?
Just for fun.
Play against her ever?
I've never played her, but I think she's thinking about getting potentially into content creation. It just comes down to time. A lot of it comes down to time for everybody, because when you're doing streams, gaming streams in particular are not short. Like form content, you're gonna be there for hours. Give your fans a chance to grow or to really interact properly.
So for our fans, just to give them a little insight, you have a YouTube channel as well,
correct?
And you put your content on there, all the game streaming and stuff like that.
Or do you do that on Twitch?
I'm streaming typically on Twitch or on Facebook, and then YouTube is your post production. It can be something from those streams, but typically it's more of a something designed for YouTube.
Okay.
So it's edited, shot separately, you name it. So really putting in that grind. And then, of course, you have Twitter and Instagram and everything else.
Very cool. Yeah.
And now for this next question, you don't have to bullshit. We're not looking for you to give us an answer that we want.
I know what you're going to ask.
Yeah. No, what I'm curious about is how the introduction of the women into the FIFA game and how they added all the U.S. Women's National Team stars, has that affected it at all? Do people play with those players often? Just give us some insight.
When it was announced, people all tried it, but I feel like now it's just it's there. But to be fair, I just don't feel like people are playing the kickoff game mode. And just to give perspective for people that are listening, so basically the most popular game mode in FIFA is called Ultimate Team, and it's a game mode within the game. It's a separate game mode. Nobody plays regular kickoff, which would be Real Madrid versus Barcelona.
Okay.
So, like I was playing last night at the Adidas event, and I'm thinking to myself, how many games have I played this year of kickoff? Because that's what we were playing, because it's not online. So, offline, you would play your regular traditional teams and so forth and so on. And I was like, man, I couldn't have played more than 20 games all year.
Really?
That's everything in the other mode, but I had a great time because some of the girls have 5-star skills too. Like, yeah, it's good. It's good.
Some of them that have 5-star skills?
So they have who's the winger that
on the U.S.?
Yeah, U.S. national team.
What does she look like?
Girly or masculine? Let's start there.
It's not
brunette, blonde, tall, small.
Abby.
No, not Abby Wambach. No, not Alex Morgan.
Tobin Heath? It's probably Tobin.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, that makes sense.
It's fun. It's cool. Like, I feel like it was good for them to introduce women into the game. It makes sense, especially considering that the women's national team is so much better than the men's national team in terms of, in terms of results, you know? Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say, Mike?
But you guys got too hype in here, so I was like, hold on. I was like, I felt like I was ganged up on.
No,
but
just kidding.
No, but...
But it's also, we think it's important, too, like, if a young middle school girl, high school girl goes to play a game, it's important that they see themselves represented in the game as well instead of just the men. So that's why we thought it was a really cool
thing. And
that'll
help, grow your sport for girls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. More girls are going to play then.
I think it would be cool if they introduced something like a FIFA Street. Have you ever played that or seen it?
No.
It's more short-sighted, so 3-on-3s, 4-on-4s, 5-on-5s. And if you could interchange then to have a co-ed.
That's a great idea.
And it's more about the skill moves, the off-the-wall. It's not about realism. It's all about very arcadey play. Yeah. But I could see that. I would like that. I would enjoy that.
Why don't you talk to them about that?
I have mentioned that they should have a fun game mode, another game mode based into the game. Because no matter what, FIFA's going to come out every year, right?
Yeah.
So then they're building out game modes within the game now. Like, you have a career mode, you have kickoff, you have this ultimate team, you have pro clubs. Why not have FIFA Street? Yeah. Why not have, they have a story mode. Have you seen this?
No.
So you have an actual...
Like Tony Hawk, where you go.
Oh my gosh, Tony
Hawk's a classic.
That's the last game I played.
That's one of the greatest games of all time.
We should have a little day of playing FIFA. Like, yeah. we should play with yeah. you because I think I played twice. Yeah. When we played against, what's his name?
David Villa.
David Villa. I played against David Villa and I beat him because he's the only person worse than me in the game.
Yeah. The only thing I'm good at is Grand Theft Auto, but that's for another discussion.
Oh, no, Crash Bandicoot.
Is that Crash is classic, yeah. These are all classic games.
Yeah. I like, okay. Robbing really cars.
Do you know Jamie? Jamie King? He founded Rockstar, created Grand Theft Auto.
No, I don't personally know him.
I know him pretty well.
No, I'm saying like he's
a really good cook.
No, he's based in New York. He's in the gaming scene still, so I'm just wondering.
Do you fangirl or get excited about meeting certain people in the game world? Like, are they your idols or are you like your own idol kind of? Because you're like one of the first people to do it.
Or is there someone that is like bucket list to play against that you've never got to play against?
Ooh. Or does it not? I don't feel like I have a bucket list to play unless it was somebody that's no longer playing. Like, if you never got a chance to match up against somebody and you wanted that match in their prime, you in your prime, and so forth, there'd be a couple of those that I would take. But in the present time, I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but I'm very supportive of the community. And what I mean by that is I want to see guys that put in the time and the effort and have the stories that I know will progress the culture quicker. Mm-hmm. I want to see them do well, of course. And there's a bias in that because you know how much they can impact their country. So in FIFA, because it's an individual game, because it's an individual game, somebody winning a world tournament from Denmark will do so much for the community. And I say that because August Rosemeyer, who is a good friend of mine, has done that. He was basically started winning events at 16, 17 years old. He's 23 now. But the Denmark is one of the strongest nations, and all the guys under him are because of him. That's but really they like cool. They even had guys that are arguably better than him now.
Yeah.
Like, he's still currently playing, but that are arguably better than him, but he influenced the whole community. The Danish championship, 500-plus players show up every time.
Wow.
Just think about that, to be able to get that many people to commit to.
He broke the ground there.
Yeah, and the same happened in France with Bruce Granick, one of the most successful FIFA players. Like, if you were making a Mount Rushmore, which would not connect probably to the Europeans.
Two of them would be...
For me, it would be August, and Bruce would definitely be on there. And Bruce went on to be, now he's more of a, I'd almost consider him a presenter or just a personality. You see him on TV, he's got a big deal with Coke, and he just done so much, though, for the French community. And, of course, France is one of the best nations because of what Bruce has been able to accomplish. He kind of paved a way of, like, brands. This is still a new space. It's a dynamic space, and for people getting... for brands feeling comfortable getting in, they have to back somebody at some point usually. Yeah. And then after that, they're like, okay, this is working. And that's when you're going to see progression in terms of more events, more money, more sponsors. We've seen clubs now are involved. Obviously, I represent the New York Red Bulls. But that didn't exist. This is recent. Like, 2017 was when we actually had esports, to give you an idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's growing so much. And you can see social media has helped immensely, especially with brand deals and all that. It's really incredible. Now you can make money doing this and inspiring other people.
It's better
people.
To invest in you.
Yeah.
And by you, I mean you guys as a collective, Soccer Girl Problems. It's better to invest in you guys than it would be to pay for traditional advertising. You can hit the markets, you can hit the engagement. No, it's not the wave at all. And I don't say that because we're all sitting here and we're obviously on the other side of that. It just makes more sense.
Yeah.
Like, how often do you watch TV?
Yeah. Never. And if I do, I'm fast-forwarding through absolutely everything.
Only time I watch TV is for sports. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I am 100%. It's on Netflix.
This guy loves her Bravo over here.
All right. Even that.
Big Bravo junkie. A lot of Real Housewives.
I was going to say, if you saw the mom face she made in here, you're going to get to see it. She's like, ah, ha, ha, speak for yourself, buddy. Even those shows, I'm watching them without the commercials.
Right.
I watch them right after they happen, or it's on the app now, the Bravo app.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I do have the app. Shout out.
Wow.
So what would, like, if you could give one piece of advice to younger gamers, what would it be for them to do what you're doing if they aspire for that?
Well, I'll give you multiple pieces of advice. Number one.
We asked for one, Mike.
Get out.
Okay, I'll walk out.
No, we want to hear all of it.
It's all collective. But first one is that you have to have a lot of self-belief. Even though we're seeing opportunities now, I cannot tell you how many times people said that there was no future in what you're doing. Multiple times, and depending what I wanted to do. As a pro FIFA player, people saying you can't compete in games, a waste of time. Then I went into, so we never really got to this, but real brief. I started creating content when I was finishing university because I realized FIFA wasn't at a point where it was going to be something that was a full-time job. Even if you're winning events, it just wasn't. So I was like, let me start creating content so I can learn how to edit videos. learn how to speak in front of a camera, and learn how to speak in front of a camera. Can't speak in front of a mic or speak, but it was important for me to develop different skills to be able to add those to a CV, to add those to a resume. Yes. And then it worked out for me where right when I graduated, I was making more money doing YouTube than salaries coming in. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, then I'm going to do this all day. And then I've never turned back. And it's kind of amounted to different roles where I've pivoted into doing a lot of hosting, presenting. You talked about brand deals. You're still doing YouTube content, creative, you name it. But my advice would be to go back on that point is that you have to believe in yourself fully, because this is before social media. A lot of these things I was doing was not popular. Now everybody wants to, you know, get 100 likes on an Instagram picture or 1,000 likes or whatever it is, and make a YouTube video and do a tutorial on makeup. I feel like these are like the trendiest things. Yes. I've never seen so many makeup videos recommended to me in my life, and I was like, I didn't watch any of these, and yeah, I don't
sure.
know.
Sure. Okay. I saw your contouring earlier.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. I was like, how do I get my jawline sharper? Tell me more, James.
We actually have a contour video, so maybe you watch that and then...
We contour our legs to look like Alex Morgan's. So.
Is that serious?
Yeah, we did a video.
That's hilarious. After this. It's really funny.
The whole concept of that. I can just see you guys sitting here, like, all your legs crossed and be like, hey... Think we could Alex Morgan these up or what?
We do it.
Like, that's how I imagine it going down. I don't know. But yeah, that would be first piece. Second piece is to do it. A lot of people say they can do it, but they don't attempt it.
Just
and you don't
to
know.
Try it.
Like, I did a couple TV shows when I was younger. I was not ready to be on TV. I look horrible. I didn't know how to talk. I've never done content either. So when I was on these shows, so this is literally going in raw. I wasn't in good shape for the show. Nothing was good. Everything was bad. But I still can say I did it. And then I have that as an experience to build off.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like we were.
You
in
say
a
I'm a yes man.
Yeah, like you did
you
it.
Say yes to opportunities. Yeah.
But I feel like we were in a similar place. Like, we had to believe in ourselves because this was something when we were starting. Social media was just starting too, and. Like, if we didn't put ourselves out there and just do it, like, who knows? We could be all in corporate jobs right now, and, like, Soccer Problems could have never happened. So it's...
Well, there'd be another account.
Yeah,
Soccer
exactly.
Girl Problems,
else
too, that
it.
Somebody else would have done.
Yeah.
Not as funny, though. I'm just kidding.
I believe it, yeah.
Everyone's
probably not
funny.
As funny.
Yeah.
We suck.
But I love that advice.
I threw that shade in there. I was like, probably not as funny.
Yeah, probably.
But I love that advice because I feel like a lot of people just need to believe in themselves and do it, and you never know what's going to happen. If you don't do it, then you'll never, you know, you'll never know.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is your favorite content creator wasn't always good. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where a lot of people think, oh, he had a knack for this, or she was really great at this. No. My first video on YouTube was so bad. Like, I used to do no face cam. So just my voice. Mm-hmm. And I had to cut up 1 minute intervals to make like a 7 minute video. So 7 cuts because I couldn't get through past a minute. Mm-hmm. Right? I had to link them all together because I would stumble. I never realized how many times I said, you know, or like, in my regular conversation. We all think we're so articulate until the camera starts rolling. And then I learned every mistake I was making. And I didn't know how to edit videos. So the edits are laughable, some of them. And you didn't know how to pick up your energy, how to just speak. Where people want to hear you speak.
Mm-hmm. I still don't know how to do that.
The point I'm making is that I wasn't good at it. Yeah. I grew up with a speech impediment. And I was like, I always struggled with talking. And it turned into now a career.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we can't tell at all. You sound great.
But that's inspirational for a lot of other gamers. That's awesome.
And or just people in general. Like, it's like, that's what I just, the amount of people, and I'm sure you guys hear it so much. Hey, I watch your stuff, or I enjoy this, I enjoy that. And they like want to be in it. There's no reason not to try. Good example is Mike. Mm-hmm. You know Mike, the goalkeeper? He's a goalkeeper in the league.
Yeah, you showed us.
He has a really big Instagram now.
Yeah.
So Mike was inspired to start Instagram from Mo.
Oh, really?
So you know Mo Ali, of course. Yes. And so I met Mike when he came out. Mo and I were doing a shoot in New York, actually. We were doing a shoot, and Mike came on his own just to meet us.
Wow.
That just started Instagram.
That's so
and
cool.
He became one of the fastest growing accounts
What's
in New York
account?
For soccer.
What's his account?
So modern goalkeeping.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
At Modern Goal, yeah.
So he shows videos of
how to be a goalkeeper.
Training.
It also helps that he's basically a model.
Yeah.
I mean,
that helps.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't hurt.
But that just goes to show people, like, you just take the risk and just say yes to every opportunity because you just don't know what's going to happen. Literally, him just showing up and seeing you guys and, you know, getting inspired by that is really, it probably changed his life.
And he had drinks with Gary Vee 2 days ago at the club.
Did he?
I saw a picture.
Club, guys. You heard it here first.
I'm just saying, like, things can, like, this whole, like, story, like, this has been a year and a half, I think, for Mike. maybe that's 2 years, a year and a half. So it's like things can shift so quickly.
Yeah, that's really inspirational. That's awesome.
Now, so where do you see esports going from here?
Up.
And how long do you see yourself gaming?
I don't know, because I'm getting old. I'm 29 now.
Your fingers are getting tired?
Yeah, carpal tunnel.
I don't know. I don't know if my fingers are getting tired. I'm invested. You know, I should put insurance on these. Yeah, but
Kim Kardashian did her butt, right? Don't people do their
honestly,
body parts?
Honestly, this hurts right now. It's just my thumb. I'm moving Harley's my thumb as if I have a controller in my hand.
I feel like there's always different roles in gaming in general. That's another thing, too. When you're in college, they don't teach you to be involved in the gaming industry. Let's say you know you want to work in the gaming industry. What do you study?
Yeah.
Right.
Business, yeah. Okay. Cinema. Communications. Yeah. Like what are you going to study? If you don't want to really – I mean, I don't want to put any negative vibes to people, but you don't necessarily want to get a graphics design degree at this point because the jobs are just so limited and you can outsource everything now.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could start some programs at some schools.
That's honestly a great idea.
And it doesn't even have to just be for gaming. It could be about like being an entrepreneur and like, I don't know, anything with like content creation.
You could be a professor. That could be your next
thing.
Honestly,
Professor.
Professor LaBelle's not happening. Yeah. But I like the way it sounds. But I
really homework is optional.
Yes.
Class optional.
Yeah. Also, you don't have to show
I'm sleeping in. You're sleeping in. I just think of the emails I'm sending.
Yeah.
No class today. I played games a lot last night. I'm gonna have to cancel this one. So like you get an email at like 4 a.m. Like, I'm still playing. That's when the email would come through for sure. But I don't know necessarily what's next. But I feel like if you're successful with the content creation, typically you only get 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. So all of us are past that.
Yeah.
So that's great. We've obviously figured out something. We've been able to keep it going.
Past our lifespan.
Something, though, I have to say is that what our fans need to realize is that you can evolve as a person and as a company and as a brand. Like, people are constantly evolving, and it's sometimes for the better. So although, like, we're not the same as we were 5 years ago, we're going with the times. Like, things are popping up. You have to be, I guess, versatile. And, like, you know, I can't figure out the word I'm trying to say, but...
No, absolutely. You have to be ready to pivot, and that could be in a lot of different ways. So if you wanted to now work in the gaming industry, you can do that very easily, especially if you have all this experience, because everybody wants 5, 10 years. Mm-hmm. I have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could go into consulting.
You could be a commentator.
That's very true.
I've been doing a lot of commentary work, a lot of analyst work at events, and hosting and presenting, and it just keeps going. You keep I don't even want to say keep the dream alive. It's not like that. It's just, you just keep moving with the times. Yeah, like you said, you have to be ready to adapt.
Yeah.
I don't think gaming, no matter what happens in the economy, grows by at least 25 to 35% every single year. Doesn't matter what happens, it's going to grow. Even when we had a terrible downturn, right? When we had the crisis 2008, gaming was up like 33%. People were like, can't afford to do anything, but I am buying an Xbox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
PlayStation, yes, you have my money.
Priorities.
So true.
So it is what it is. And now basically esports is a sector or like almost a branch of gaming, one of the branches. So as long as gaming grows, esports is going to grow. And it just took a while for FIFA in particular for it to really get started and be invested in heavy from EA, the developer. Mm-hmm. And now that they've been so invested, I don't know what's next, but every year is looking bigger and bigger. Like, the top guy this year, I reckon he'll make more than $500,000.
Wow.
But not talking about, like, that's like winnings and just,
sponsors or anything
that, like that. I don't know, like, what else he's got going on behind the scenes. But, and he's a 17-year-old kid.
Wow.
Wow.
Fast fingers.
Guys, dream big. Literally anything could happen if you just, like Mike said, believe in yourself, take risk. Honestly, this was I feel like this was an awesome discussion because I learned so much about gaming, and I feel like a lot of our Lady Ballers, like, they love gaming. This is possible for them. We got to, like, pave the way for women.
If you're FIFA. A girl into gaming, as long as you have tough skin, highly recommend getting into it because there's not that many of them.
Take getting roasted over them.
Well, if you can take some of the creeps, I won't say
we
it in a different way.
We already do on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So, like, as long as you take some of the creeps because it's such a guy-heavy community, and then I feel like there's a lot of guys that have that dream of, girl that plays video games? Oh, perfect. What else do you need?
So
give me a list of things to buy for you. Like, just creepy stuff. I get it, sort of. I don't know. I don't have that energy, but I was like, that happens. So as long as you can get past that point, I'd highly recommend it because people love gaming, and there's just not many females in it. And sadly, and you guys have probably seen this, I would say half the gaming women that are involved are like girls that transitioned from, I don't know, being in a, maybe a different industry. And now they're using gaming as a medium versus being like really into gaming.
Mm-hmm. Which right off the bat,
yeah. Yeah, kind of like an Instagram where it's like, how do you have butt pictures and Bible verses. I'm like, hold on, time out here. Look here, player. I am not getting inspired right now to go to Sunday church right now because of what you posted. It's like when they say, like, on, this is such a thing on Instagram, but when you're like, oh, I'm a model and I do this, I was like, I don't know. Like, what skills do you have? I've never heard you talk. Like they say, like, I'm a presenter. I'm like, your stories. Like, you've got...
Yeah.
It's just butt pictures and boomerangs. I'm like, I don't get, like...
Yeah, butts and boomerangs.
Well, honestly, that's why we really pride ourselves, because we're not those influencers who are just posting pictures of ourselves. Like, we actually have a meaning behind what we're doing, and I feel like that's really important for people to, follow those accounts. The ones that actually have a mission, you know? All right, Mike, before we wrap up, we have one more question. What is your biggest soccer guy problem?
This is gonna sound funny, but I have longer hair, and I cannot find a male headband. I have to buy women's headbands, and I don't like the skinny ones.
Mm. Oh.
I don't know if you guys like the skinny ones or not.
Do you like pre-wrap? Do you wear pre-wrap?
I don't. Pre-wrap doesn't work very well for me, and I think it looks so weird and feels weird. So I'm not a big fan of pre-wrap. Right. So I want a thicker headband that are for men, but I don't want a basketball headband either.
Yeah.
So that's think of our options here. Just let's go to. We're going to go to a store that sells apparel. These are my two options I got. I got the skinny joints that are the women's.
And they're always, like, brightly colored.
They're brightly colored, and they're, like, really tight on your head. I don't know if you guys feel that.
Well, your head's a lot bigger than, like, the average female's.
Oh, thanks.
So maybe that's why.
No, that's
I don't know. Carly's got a big head.
I have a huge damn head.
You guys, might have similar head shapes, so maybe you guys can talk about this.
It means that our brains are big, so.
Exactly.
Thanks for you, pee head.
My head's not that
big. Also, pee head.
Pee head, Alana.
But yeah, that's an issue that I've had recently.
We'll have to post a picture of all of our head shapes.
Yes. So we'll post that when we
post figure
this.
That out.
Okay, so headbands. So we'll have to. We'll
either have the skinny joints that are like for women, that it must be uncomfortable for you guys.
I like them.
You know, I don't know. My hair's not the same way as y'all. Y'all have a lot more hair than I do.
Yes.
But it feels weird to me. Like those headbands, just because I'm really just trying to move the front back a little bit.
Right.
So it does. It doesn't.
Why don't you just use a clip? Just a quick clip.
Oh, I'm just gonna wear a clip. I'm gonna hate everybody. I'll probably break a clip a game.
What about like the little top ponytail on those?
Yeah, a little.
Oh yeah, that looks real good on. Yeah, everybody loves that guy.
All right, but
that's like the guy you start making fun of on the other team. You're like, yo, who brought this guy out?
Yeah, but then you school them on the field.
All right, so we'll have to solve this problem for you.
And no NBA headbands. Like, I'm sorry. Like, these are the two options. You go to apparel, it's the skinny ones, or it's going to be
what about the tie
basketball.
Back, or the tie-back ones are good.
What's a tie-back?
I don't like they. We'll send you one of ours, but it literally, like, you tie it in the back. It's thicker. It's really thin.
It stays on your head. We'll send you one.
It's got the tail.
What about a bandana? Like Rambo.
Technically.
Like Rambo.
I mean, I guess you could wear a bandana. I have never tried a bandana, so I couldn't say that's the move.
You know what one of my friends does is when he cuts the sleeves off his shirts, he wears the sleeve as a headband.
See, we're trying. We're trying. You should make this product.
The guys really need it.
Right. We need it. That's
pretty... Heard it here first. Pat, invest now if you want to.
Yeah.
That's a sort of...
Yeah,
that means it's needed for a guy to rip a piece of his shirt and say, "This is going on my head."
Yeah, you're
that,
right.
They're sending signs.
Guys have so many problems, you know. It's a really hard world for you guys.
The flow is really getting along with the guys now too, so I feel like that's creating a visual issue.
We're all rocking pompadours now. So.
All right. Well, we'll figure this problem out. We'll solve it.
Yeah.
But Mike, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. We learned a lot.
We did.
And we'll play FIFA soon.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
Crash Bandicoot.
Mike is actually making a cameo in our next video. So go check out, it's a co-ed soccer video. Yeah. Go on YouTube.
And my Cavs will be in that.
Mike, where can everyone follow you?
At Mike LaBelle.
All right. Bye.
Bye.